Allah tells us that never, never.
All right, this is Enemy Combatant Radio, and we have on the line with us now Natasha. Natasha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks, Mark.
Tell us where you're at right now.
Right now, we're in a really long line of cars at a checkpoint. Wait, I'm on here. And I am... Yeah, sorry, I just got distracted. But, yeah, we're in a really long line of cars at the checkpoint outside of... We're trying to get to Algiers, and I've been in this line for almost 2 hours, and I have no idea how long we have ahead of us. The cars are moving really incredibly slowly, mostly stopped. And I just made unloaded like a third of our truck and just to get out some things and filled it up again and only had moved like 10 feet, so... there's military personnel all around and cops all around. And every tree around here is, well, almost every tree is blown down. And it's a pretty wild scene. There's pretty wild scene.
So tell us who you're with.
Well, in my vehicle, I'm a small caravan of three vehicles. And this vehicle has four people. One of them is... It just turned out. We planned this trip three and a half days ago. Well, anyway, I decided to go on Wednesday afternoon, and somehow by Saturday at around noon, there were 10 of us leaving, and now there's 9. One person had got called back for work and had to go, but we left on Saturday, like within 2.5 days, and we've been driving nonstop, and we just are arriving. Now on, I don't know how many days later, 3, 2.5 days of driving straight. And so who am I with? So it turned out that it became like a medical healthcare group of people. And so in my car, I have an acupuncturist and Chinese body worker, and I'm a Chinese body worker and organizer. And then there's a somatic psychotherapist and body worker. And also a photographer and all-around amazing guy and a really fantastic driver. And actually, three really amazing drivers. I can't say I've driven one foot in this car. I'm too crazy. And then in the other cars, there's a physician from General Hospital and an EMT. And then two other, like, half EMTs. They're called first responders. And a budding herbalist. And another media worker. So I know that one of them is a budding herbalist and a half responder or first responder. So I wasn't, yeah, I know 9 is 9, not 10. So, I'm crazy, but I can still count. So, yeah, it's a pretty amazing group of people. And I knew some of them ahead of time and some of them not. So it's been a pretty magical, amazing experience so far. And we're about to hit the hardcore stuff.
And what kind of supplies do you have with you that you're trying to bring into New Orleans?
We have medical supplies, and we have food, and we brought about 30 gallons of gasoline in gasoline containers that we're giving to people. We have, because there's a lot of cars, because we're going to Algiers, and you know, anyway, there's a lot of cars there, we hear, but not, you know, people with any gas in them. So we have a lot of gas in the car, and we really hope no one rear-ends us. And then we have a lot of water, but that's more to just keep ourselves occupied so we don't have to burden people. And what the hell else do we have? We have bug repellent. There's a lot of bugs. And I don't know. We have some clothes, but they don't really need clothes here. We were going to try to drop them off in Lafayette before we got here, but... We ran out of time. Things were really crazy because the reason we're sitting at the checkpoint for so long is because there's a curfew that starts at 6 o'clock at night and ends at 6 o'clock in the morning. And you can only get in if you're emergency personnel. So we one of our cars got through about 45 minutes ago, and they're actually in Algiers. They arrived, and they said that while they were riding on the highway, there was a house burning along the road. And anyway, I haven't talked with them since they were just pulling up. We're going to Malik Rahim's, and so But we're going to be doing lots of things there, and we know they need medical help and supplies, and I can't remember the question anymore.
You've answered it. So are they actually letting people into New Orleans? It sounds like the FEMA sort of took over, but are they letting people in?
They are letting people in because we know that one of our cars just got through like 45 minutes ago. And actually, I have to take the call. It's really important. So either call me back or hang on.
Okay. We'll call you back.
Okay.
All right. We're speaking with Natasha. She's part of this caravan from the Bay Area Radical Health Collective, which is bringing support and relief and volunteers and supplies into New Orleans right now. So we'll try to check back with her and get an update.
Second, speak slowly. Make every syllable loud, clear, and distinct. Never be abrupt.
Hi, baby.
Don't say good morning. Say,
hi, baby.
Good morning.
We interrupt this program. The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is an attack warning. Repeat, this is an attack warning. Attack warning means that an actual attack against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken. Important instructions will follow in 30 seconds.
We're back live with Natasha reporting from the Bay Area Radical Health Collective caravan, which is trying to get into New Orleans right now. Welcome back.
Thanks.
So
that was actually the third car calling. It was actually Michael Cozart calling, and they're a little ways behind us. He's like, do you know how far we are from you? I'm like, I have no idea. He said, are there any landmarks? I'm like, fallen trees. That's really all there is. That's all we've seen since we got in the checkpoint line. I said, you can walk, and I'm sure you'll find us. I told him what truck is in the other lane next to us, and it's been there consistently. So maybe he'll walk this way. I don't know.
Are you basically stuck there all night until the curfew is over?
No, I don't think we'll be stuck here all night. I mean, I think it could be another half hour or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Just based on when we got here versus when the first car got here.
I was going to ask if you'd seen evidence of the hurricane destruction, but it sounds like you're already in the middle of all that.
Well, now we are, and it's dark, you know, so it's we're not seeing all that much, you know, but we, along the road, it was kind of a little bit after Morgan City, we started seeing some evidence of hurricane, like some signs blown out and fallen down and piles of garbage, and but kind of, you know, not like in your face, somewhat subtle, I would say. And now, once we got into the checkpoint line, it was clearly we're entering a different zone.
Have you had a chance to talk to any survivors, or have you basically been driving the whole way?
We've been driving the whole way, but we did run into, well, one thing that we did is we stopped in Sulphur, Louisiana, and we dropped off a whole bunch of office supplies, like a copy machine, a fax machine, a bunch of copy paper, boxes of copy paper, pens, all kinds of things like that, and $1,200 for the organization Families and Friends of Louisiana's Incarcerated Children, which was based in New Orleans and did all kinds of really great, amazing work with, and they've been a grassroots organization for like 5 or 6 years there, and now they now they're doing a lot of relief work like everybody else, and they've had to relocate, and they're looking for a new office somewhere around Sulphur or Lake Charles, I think. And so we met with Corey Higgs from that organization in a parking lot off the highway. She came and picked up all our stuff to save us time.